Good morning. It is September the 8th. Can that possibly be right? And you've tuned in to the KRFY Morning Show. I am Lonesome Jack here in the studio without a co-host this morning, but with a couple of guests to talk about some upcoming events in the entertainment and arts community. We've got Hannah Combs and Pete Hicks joining me in the studio in a minute for a conversation about, well, a variety of things coming your way this fall. But first, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up this weekend in terms of the weather. It is today, it looks like we're going to start clearing up. There is still a 20% chance of showers today, but the high is 66 degrees, and it is going to be partly sunny today with a southwest wind of 7 to 13 miles an hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 2 a.m. and otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 36 degrees. So it is getting chilly, but still no frost as far as I know. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, but then sunny Friday afternoon with a high about 70 degrees. And looking into the weekend, 75 degrees and mostly sunny on Saturday. And on Sunday, a high also near 70 and mostly sunny again. And that looks like it's going to carry on into next week. So summer is making another kick at it. Not quite done with us yet. And, however, so, but, there's still the oncoming fall. And when fall comes, people tend to turn indoors and look for something else to do. Get off the lake and start looking around town and see what's going on in the theaters and in on stage. And that's where Hannah Combs, the arts administrator of the Pondere Arts Council, comes in. Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Friend of the show, Hannah Combs. It's nice to see you once again.
Good to see you, too.
Also joining us for the first time on the morning show is local business owner Pete Hicks, who will be presenting later this month Parto Soroti, an Indian musician who's coming to town from India.
That's right. You did a good job with the name.
I had to practice a little bit, but thank you. So let's start by talking to you, Pete. Who is this musician, and how did he wind up in your life?
Well, I was born in India and then had the chance to go back after high school and I joined a rock band, actually. And after 6 months of doing that, I came back to America. But because of that experience, I was able to join up with a guy who played sitar, and we started a band doing guitar sitar fusion music, and that was a band that lasted 12 years. And in 2003, I wanted to dig in a little bit more to Indian music, so I made my way to Calcutta, and through friends, I got connected with Partho Soroti. And my first experience with him was I talked to him on the phone, and he was super, super nice, and I really didn't know much about him, but I was just, you know, I had arrived in Calcutta a few days before, and I was expecting I'd have to wait to get an appointment with him. But he's like, "Oh no, come over tonight." So, so I got in a taxi, got over to his house. I think I got lost, so went around the block a few times, and sat down in his living room, had a cup of tea, and he was sitting there with a tabla player, which is the Indian North Indian drum, classical drum. And we talked for a little while, and, you know, I felt incredibly nervous, but also incredibly welcomed in his home. You know, I didn't expect to go into his home at all. And we talked for about half an hour, and then he's like, "Well, let me play a little music." So he started to played for probably half an hour. And for the full half hour, I just sat there in just amazement at the beauty of the instrument, the sarod, as well as just scared, because I was about to start trying to learn it. And so then there was, you know, I showed up completely unprepared. I didn't have an instrument. And because of my connection with him, he went to a very famous sarod maker in India. And he said, "Hey, I want this guy to have a sarod. Can he have it this week?" Which there was an 8-month waiting list. But he ushered me into getting a beautiful instrument. I've actually got it in the car, but it's a little big, so I didn't bring it in.
Okay.
But maybe next time.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was my first experience with him. And, you know, diving a little bit deeper into Indian music was, it's daunting. It's a huge, very long tradition of music and so many things to learn. So my actual sarod playing never really got too good because I was on tour and then I got married, then I had children. So I'm a little bit nervous. He's going to show up and ask me how it's going and want me to play for him. And I'll be like, you remember when I played for you in 2003, right before I left? I'm worse than that. So,
but he'll be coming over. And is this his, does he make frequent trips to the United States? Or
he comes to America every 2 years. Mm-hmm. Actually, 2 years ago, we talked about doing this. I've been in communication with him and I almost did it 2 years ago, but it just didn't seem right. And this time it still didn't seem right, mm-hmm. but I want to do this for Sandpoint and I want to reconnect with him. For me, having such a strong connection to India through my whole life up until 33, it's nice to be here and be so removed from India and yet to be able to bring India to here. And that's very much the same thing for Curry and Ahuri for me. It's kind of connecting my past and my mm-hmm. present.
I'm not familiar almost at all with Indian music. I'm familiar about where it intersects with the Beatles.
Right.
And then other
right.
than that,
which is a great place.
I'm not too aware of what to expect, I guess, from this kind of music. And does he play like classical Indian music? Or
yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's a classical musician. So Indian music is, it's primarily melody and rhythm. So it's really hard to explain.
Yeah, without hearing it.
Each piece that they'll play was based off of a raga. And a raga is a set of notes and a way to play those notes, a set of rules around those notes. And out of those rules and notes, they come up with melodies. Then they'll set it to a specific beat cycle. And within that beat cycle, anything can happen. And the whole point is to come back on the tonic note, which is, in this case, will be C. And the tabla will be tuned to match the the sarod, and everything lands on one and eventually lands on the tonic. So in between, they run off this basic melody that they've composed, and then it's improvisation around those notes, and then they'll come back to the melody, basically the verse, chorus. And so there'll be things that you can pick up, and then they'll just take off. Once the tabla player starts going, it's just madness. I mean, you know, for the Western mind, trying to figure out, you know, like if you're a drummer, and you hear a tabla player play, the way they think about music or they think about rhythm is so different than what we've been taught.
Yeah.
So, you know, the one thing I'm really excited about is on the Friday, and I'm just in the process of this, so I don't have any exact details, but with the conservatory, we're going to try to put together a masterclass for musicians. Which is a great opportunity, you know, even if you get a little flavor of Indian music in your brain while you compose something or play, it can really, really make it spicy, masala. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then beyond that, Partho is going to stay with me for a week. So people who are super interested, I'd like to set up, you know, one-on-one lessons.
Cool.
Yeah.
It sounds to me a little bit how people talk about jazz, which is another genre I'm not that familiar with. But
it's probably the most similar in terms of you've got your melody and then you just vamp on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. And not exactly what I was expecting you to describe either. Uh-huh. I mean, I guess not. I wasn't expecting the improvisational. For some reason, it seemed to me that it must be more structured and prepared, but...
Yeah, I mean, the structure is set of notes and the rhythm. And then in between, that's where the, like, magic happens is when you have... Well, in this case, we have two percussionists coming, a South Indian percussionist and a North Indian percussion. And those traditions are so incredibly different. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about seeing that interplay between them. But when they improvise, that's when it's on and the electricity between the musicians on stage... I mean, I was in Calcutta at the same time I met Partho and went to a festival, and it was 4 a.m. These are all night festivals, and I was tired. I was not into it. And a centaur player, which is like a hammer dulcimer player, came up, and when they played, the electricity between the three people on stage was epic. I mean, I just I woke up.
Yeah. What great live music can do that. Yeah. So how many people are we looking at on stage here when they play the Panada?
So there'll be three people on stage: Partho Sarothi, Abhijit Banerjee, who's a tabla player, and Samnath Roy from South India on the Gutham, which is actually a clay pot.
Mm-hmm.
Artistically played clay pot.
And is there any chance he'll be he'll turn and call you up on the stage?
I hope not. I'm going to be busy. I kind of want to just enjoy it, you know. I'm going to have to oversee everything, and I just want to listen. And I'm just hoping people come out, because it's going to be a fantastic cultural and musical experience.
Yeah, something I'm not aware of any, at least in the time that I've been here, any authentic Indian musicians having played Sandpoint. Yeah. I don't think.
I have only been here 3 years, and I haven't seen it.
So. Yeah. Well, let's do the details here. It's where and when. It's
Thursday, September 29th at the Panada. And if you buy your tickets beforehand, it's $15, $10 for students, or if you're under 18, which I'd really like, especially high school students, to come to this. And $20 at the door, September 29th, 7 p.m., and you can get tickets at Eichhardt's or Evans Brothers or at Curry in a Hurry on Mondays, or panada.org for online.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Let's see. So you played, you mentioned right away, you were given your backstory, and you did play in India, but not this kind of music.
No. Well, it was based out of this kind of music.
Yeah.
So I was in a band that was sitar, and I played guitar. So I was kind of the Western folk style guitar. And then we used classical Indian melodies to come up with songs. And so we toured the world for 12 years all over the place. It was a fantastic experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't want to get too deep into personal history, but how'd you wind up here, and how'd you wind up born in India?
So my parents were missionaries, and I was born in New Delhi, but my parents came back to the U.S. when I was 6 months old. Mm-hmm. So I was raised in America with kind of a passive love for India given to me by the stories of my older siblings and my parents and Indians coming through the house. And when I was getting out of high school, I wanted to take a break between high school and college, which I never really got back to college. But so my first year, I went to India, joined a rock band, because I really wanted to see the country, you know, and find out where I was born and such a family history. And then it was born into this band that kept taking me back to India. So I feel very blessed and honored that I could spend so much time there, that I went from just total overwhelm to real appreciation for the culture and the music.
And that will be that's the first event that's coming up on the schedule that we'll be talking about today. September 29th, 7 p.m. at the Panada Theater. He does have a website, which is parthosarothi.in, but the spelling, I'm going to have to just do it right here. PARTHOSARODI.IN. I'm sure there's links from panada.org and all that to give you a taste of his music, and we might even play some a little later on in the show. But Hannah Combs, what else is on the agenda? What's the first thing coming up on the POAC side?
Well, POAC has 7 exciting shows in our performing arts series this year. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I am not a musician like Pete is, so I won't be able to tell you about the music itself, but I can tell you about the performers. We're very excited. Our first performer in October is going to be Perla Bhatia.
Mm-hmm.
She was a backup singer for Leonard Cohen for many years until he took her aside one day and told her how much talent she had as a singer and that she really needed to start her own career. And with his support and encouragement, she took off and became her own singer-songwriter. But it's really cool that it's kind of coming full circle for this performance because she is doing a tribute show to Leonard Cohen at the Panada for us. And she'll be singing a lot of his songs, which I'm pretty excited about. My dad sang Suzanne to me as a lullaby when I was a little kid. So I'm pretty excited to see her sing it live on the Panada stage. And she is just a phenomenal singer. Her voice is so pure and clear and passionate. And we're really excited that we're able to have her on tour this year.
I was just, doing a little research before you came in. And this was the first time I'd heard of her, but I probably have heard her voice before. I mean, this is the first time I'd heard her name, but I imagine other people have heard her voice before on the backing.
Absolutely.
Behind Leonard Cohen, who we play on this station quite a bit.
Yeah, and she has actually also sung with a number of other artists. Katie Lang and Iggy Pop are just a couple of those. But she has collaborated with a lot of artists in her time. And we're pretty excited to get to see her voice featured in this show.
Mm-hmm. And will she be, is it a solo performance or who's she coming with? Do you know?
You know, she will be the main event.
Right.
I think she might be coming with a couple musicians to back her up, but I'm not sure about those details yet. We're still in communication with her.
Yeah. Yes, I did kind of call you in here before all the details were hammered out, but it's just because the listeners deserve to know right away. There should be no delay.
Exactly.
Do you have the date figured out for this one?
We know it will be in October. We're looking at the 20th or 21st.
Okay.
But we will let you know when we find that out. And I do want to let the listeners know that if you are interested in knowing the exact dates before everybody else, we are currently sending out our membership letter, our letter to our supporters, and that will include the full lineup of our events. And if you are interested in receiving that, we do have a list of our previous supporters and people that we've reached out to in the past. But if you are new to town or you've never been to a POAC show before and you would like to know what those performances are going to be, just give us a call or send us an email and we will put you on our list to receive that letter in the mail.
Well, there you have it. With that, why don't we play a little bit of this, of Perla Batala playing a song by Leonard Cohen, which I have queued up right here. If we can make it work technically, then you will hear it over the airwaves in just a moment. You're listening to the KROY Morning Show with Hannah Combs and Pete Hicks. Back in a moment to talk about more about what's coming up this fall. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back. Here is Perla Batala with Suzanne by Leonard Cohen. Thanks for listening to the KROY Morning Show. For copyright reasons, we can't reproduce protected music on the podcast edition of The Morning Show. But feel free to tune in live at 8 a.m. at 88.5 on your radio dial, or listen anywhere in the world by streaming us through our website, krfy.org. If you listen live, you can hear the full program, including musical breaks. While you're visiting krfy.org, consider tapping that donate button and help keep KROY providing unique quality radio in North Idaho. Thanks for your support. We now return to the show. That's Perla Batala featuring Ava Batala Man, which, and I believe that sounded to me like the young girl who appeared at the beginning of the song there. The song was called Suzanne. It is a Leonard Cohen song, which you just might hear when she comes to the Panada to perform songs of Leonard Cohen, presented by the Pondere Arts Council. in Hannah Combs. When is that again? Late October.
Late October.
Yeah. And what's coming up after that? What else are you guys presenting this year?
Our next show is in November, and we have done a literature show for the last few years, at least. And this year we are doing a live storytelling show that will also feature some video elements. So we're going to take it to the big stage at the Panada. We are inviting Living Voices. It's a group out of Seattle to do a show that they call Native Vision. I'm very excited for this show because the story is just incredible. I don't want to give it all away, but the basic overview is that it is the story of a young girl named Alice Benally, who was a Navajo girl back in the 30s who was placed with her brother in a government-run boarding school in the Dakotas. And in these schools, they would try to strip the Navajo children of their culture and their language, and under the guise of giving them more opportunity in a white world, basically. And so it's about some of the hardships that these children went through being taken away from their families and forced to assimilate. And but how both she and her brother, their culture was the value of their culture was finally recognized when they grew up and World War II happened. And Alice, who had always wanted to be a healer in her Navajo community, became a nurse in World War II and was able to realize some of those dreams. And her brother was one of the Navajo code talkers who saved our butts in World War II, when they realized how valuable the Navajo language was and how unique and sort of impenetrable it was to the Japanese forces in World War II. So it's a really incredible story of this culture that was totally devalued, and then the value of it was refound by, you know, the general American public when World War II came. So,
well, it's a cool story. How's it presented?
We are going to have one actor on stage who will play Alice, and she will tell the story as if you're having a conversation with her. If you've been to any of our literature shows in the past, they usually work the same way. We have one actor in a costume on the stage, very simple set, but they bring so much energy to the presentation that you believe you're talking to that character in that time period and living that experience with them. And we will also there will also be some video elements that will be screened on the Panada's screen that will include historical footage, some of the real images, so that it really places you in that time and in that experience that they went through.
Cool. Very cool. And that is, you said that's coming in November.
In November, right? Yes.
There you go. This is your, if we're not mistaken, it's like your 33rd year of doing...
33 years of our performing arts series.
When do you start getting ready to present this? It happened, has it always been a fall event as far as you know?
Actually, our performing arts series runs from October through April, so it gets us through the entire winter. Mm-hmm. We start looking for shows in October at the Arts Northwest Conference, which this year is going to be in Spokane. And so we send a couple POAC representatives there to see dozens of acts and musicians and performers from all over the country, all over the world, who are interested in touring in the Northwest. And so that is our first opportunity to meet them, to see them, to see if it's something that would be a good show to bring to Sandpoint. Usually how we approach our performing arts series is to bring shows to Sandpoint that the people here would not be able to see otherwise. So we have a pretty strong focus on different cultures and, a lot of different cultures and the, the way that they play music, like soroti or the way that just some of the fun things they do that we don't do here and would not see here if POAC didn't bring them to town.
Like, for example, what's coming up after that? What's the first thing?
Well, after that? In December, we are, as always, bringing back the Nutcracker from Eugene Ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is sort of become a Sandpoint tradition. And we get a bunch of our young dancers in town involved. There are many, many characters in the play or in the ballet that are played by local dance students. So that's always very exciting for those students and their families to not only be able to see this classic ballet, but to participate in it and to be taught by professional ballet dancers. So they will be coming from Eugene again this year. We know that that show is going to be on December 12th. So mark your calendars. Tickets go really fast. And we will start selling tickets on October 1st. So another thing we definitely want everyone to know about is that we will be holding auditions for those student roles in the Nutcracker. And that is going to be next Friday on September 16th. I have information in front of me. It's going to be next Friday on September 16th from 4 to 8:30 p.m. We do have specific times for specific ages, and it is going to be held at Dancework Studio. There is a $5 audition fee, and we ask that you arrive 20 minutes early for your audition time. And we have roles for children of all ages and abilities. The baby mice are played by our 5 to 7 year olds, and that does not require any previous dance training. For the other roles, we do ask that the students have had 1 year of ballet training. And for our oldest student performers who will be performing a waltz, we ask that they have at least 3 years of point training. So, again, those auditions are going to be September 16th from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Becky Lucas of Dancework Studio is going to be in charge of that. And if you would like more information on the specific times that your child would be auditioning, you can give us a call at the POAC office at 263-6139.
How many kids do you think are going to end up being involved here? What's the target? I don't know.
You know, last year was my first year doing this show, and I thought that it would be, you know, very selective. Mm-hmm. And there are a limited number of roles, but there are a lot more than I realized. We probably have about 8 to 10 of each role, and we have baby mice, angels, bonbons, party children, and then this is the first year we are doing the waltz with the older kids. So there are, you know, probably 40 to 50 roles available for this ballet. It is amazing because usually the Eugene Ballet does this show on a much bigger stage than we have at the Panada, but the Panada is such a beautiful venue. And what I noticed last year was that even though there are so many dancers on stage at one time, it really makes the show more intimate. And you feel like you are sitting in the, you know, the great living room with the family as they're opening their Christmas presents and going off to the land of the sugar plum fairy.
That's very cool. Yeah, I have seen the Nutcracker once at the Panada Theater, but I don't think it was the Eugene Ballet version. This is exciting. This is cool. Because it always sells out. So there you go. October 1st, tickets go on sale for the December 12th show. You have the whole, you've got the whole winter booked up though, right?
You're
planned out.
We are planned through April, the entire series.
What else can we look forward to in the spring?
Well, in January, we're going to take a break, but in February, we are bringing two shows to the Panada. They are both feature very talented musicians. The first show we are doing in February will be Alasdair Fraser and Natalie Haas. They are, Alasdair is a renowned fiddler player from Scotland, one of the world's best. And for the last few years, he has been collaborating with a young woman from California named Natalie Haas, who is a Juilliard-trained cellist. And I saw on their website, I thought this was pretty sweet, they call their instruments the wee fiddle and the big fiddle. So it's really going to be an interesting show because Alasdair brings this, you know, amazing Scottish tradition to his music, and just the practice that he has put into his work is phenomenal, and you can tell by the way that he plays. And by pairing up with Natalie, they've brought a whole new youthfulness to their music, and it really is fun music that you will want to dance to. Mm-hmm. So we know the Panada has that little dance area in the front. We imagine some people will be utilizing that for this show.
So it's not classical music exactly.
He might do a couple songs that are more traditional, but by fusing their music, it has become a lot more fun and energetic than you might think of traditional fiddle music as being.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not what I expected. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's coming up in February. Mm-hmm. We are looking all the way ahead at the upcoming year. When is that? That's 5 months from now, 4 or 5 months. You are listening to The Morning Show, by the way, on 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. The Morning Show airs at 8 a.m. every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we're talking to Hannah Combs from the Pendere Arts Council, and also Pete Hicks in the room is with us, who will be presenting later this very month. Partho Saroti, who is an Indian musician coming to play at the Panada on the 29th. excuse me. Are you ready to talk about even further ahead in the year? What else is POAC doing, by the way, for the next, like, the season? Is it just focused on these performing arts events, or do you have other things going on?
Oh, no, we have lots going on. So throughout the fall and spring, we have our performing arts series, and we also have a huge visual arts season planned. So we have gallery shows in our POAC office on First Avenue, as well as the Columbia Bank building on all three floors. As well as a number, I think we are up to a dozen total gallery spaces right now. A number of other businesses and buildings around town where we show local artwork. So our first show opens next Friday on the 16th at the POAC Gallery. We are doing plein air, which is painting outside. So artists who actually take their paints outdoors and paint buildings and people and all sorts of things. We will have that in the front room of our gallery, and we will have portraits in the back. So that's our first visual arts show coming up this fall. And then the following weekend, on September 23rd, we will be doing a show at the Columbia Bank. We are calling it Transcending Realism. So local artists who are going above and beyond what they see in real life. So they all have very distinct styles, and some of them have really interesting techniques. So we will be doing a huge Beyond Realism show at Columbia Bank on the 23rd.
Transcending Realism.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds very interesting, provocative.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about what that's going to entail.
And our Columbia Bank shows are always catered by Tango Cafe. They do an amazing job. Food is not the only reason to come to our shows. The art is the reason to come, but just so you know, Judy always does a great job catering our events.
You'll be, is there a reception at the POAC office one too?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it will be from 5:30 to 7 o'clock on the 16th, which is next Friday.
Aha. 5:30 to 7. Getting back to the performing arts series, though, what else? Does everything take place at the Panda Theater?
This year, yes.
Yeah.
Typically, we do a show at the Heartwood Center. Mm-hmm. We are very sad that we aren't going to be able to do that this year because we always appreciate working with them. Mm-hmm. But because of the video requirements for our literature show, we are going to be doing it at the Panda this year.
Sure. All the way ahead into March now. What else is coming
up? Well, first we actually have one more show in February. It is going to be Rob Verdi's Take Five show. He is well known for a show that he calls Saxophobia. Mm-hmm. He is from what I've read about him, he seems like a character. He plays every type of saxophone you could imagine, and it seems like his passion is truly education, because he brings in all of these instruments and wants to show you what they're capable of. So he plays tenor sax, soprano sax, a bunch of saxophones that I've never heard of before, and he will have a few other musicians there backing him up, playing other instruments. So it's just going to be a lot of instruments on stage, but focusing on the saxophone and its history and how people have used it since it was first created. And he will be playing the music of famous jazz musicians throughout the history of jazz, keeping it very fun. He's also going to incorporate some of our local choir singers in his show. I am not entirely sure how that's going to play out yet, but I'm very excited to hear them. We've been talking with the high school choir director, and they all seem very excited to meet Rob Verdi for a workshop, which will culminate in them joining him on stage for our performance.
Saxophobia. And the show you mentioned is called Take Five or something like that. Is that related to the
I believe it's Dave because Brubeck? There are, yes, they do play the song Take Five. Mm-hmm. And I think there will be five people on stage. That's what that's in reference to.
Okay. That is one of my few jazz references that I understand. The Take Five by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, which dates back actually to 1959, and I happen to have it queued up here if we want to play a little bit of it. You are listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. We will be right back to talk more about upcoming events, talk a little bit about what's going up this weekend, and finish up our conversation with Pete and Hannah. So stick around. Meanwhile, enjoy this little number from the Dave Brubeck Quartet. This is Take Five. The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource. That's the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Take Five, a song you can expect most likely to hear when Saxophobia takes the Panada stage in February, featuring Rob Verdi and his immense collection of saxophones. That song, by the way, written in quintuple time, one of the few hits written in five-quarter time signature or whatever. And that's the unusual thing that you probably have not heard many other songs like that one. We are in the studio with Hannah Combs and Pete Hicks talking about some upcoming events and looking far now into the future to talk about what POAC is bringing to town for their performing arts series this year. But first, let me ask you, Hannah, what is your Ovations program?
Asking. Our Ovations program is one of our two education programs, and it is our education program that focuses on the performing arts. So how it works is every artist, performer that we book for our season is required to also do a workshop or a special performance for a group of students that we choose from the local school district. So that could be, we've invited, you know, several elementary schools to shows before. We have worked with the, you know, we'll be working with the high school choir with Rob Verdi's show. We work with, you know, whatever school group seems to fit best with the performer. But the performer does a show. Last year we had a songwriting workshop. We have special performances with Q&A sessions. Two of our biggest shows involve actual student participation mm-hmm. in the shows. The Nutcracker, mm-hmm. where we have local ballet students perform, and Missoula Children's Theater, which is our last show this season. But we always have a lot of kids performing in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Ovations is just a way to reach out to all different types of students in the community and bring them to the Panada or bring, you know, well-known performers to their schools to have a special session with them.
Very cool. I notice that all these acts are, they certainly have a wide appeal, but they're all so, they're very different from one another. You get a very diverse group of performers to
come on. Yeah, that's what we go for every year is bringing a diverse group of performers to show the people of Sandpoint and North Idaho things that they probably haven't seen before. So, but there are, I've noticed there are a couple similarities within mm-hmm. our performers. They all seem to have great precision in their art and what they do, and they're very dedicated and practiced in what they do. And they also bring passion not only to their music, but to their lives, which is something that can definitely be said for our next performer in March. We are inviting Women of the World, and it is a group of four young women. I hope I pronounced their names correctly. Ayumi Ueda from Japan, Giorgio Renosto from Italy, Annette Philip from India, and Deborah Pierre, who is from Haiti. And so these young women started this group not only to bring their beautiful voices to the world, but also to practice peace. That is their main mission and what their true passion is. And they spread peace by coming together with all of these different cultural backgrounds and singing. And they do some shows a cappella. They do some shows with music. But they just bring together these diverse cultures and turn them into one beautiful sound. And that's, you know, that's what we go for with our POAC shows in general is that diversity and unity. And we're very excited to see them and hear their message this spring.
They're coming when?
They will be here in March.
Uh-huh. And then you have one more show to round up the
series.
Yeah,
and this is one of our community's favorites because it is so, it gets the community involved. And it is the Missoula Children's Theater out of Missoula, obviously. They bring their big red truck, which is actually a small red truck. It's kind of miraculous. They have a red pickup truck that they bring into the Panada, and the entire show fits inside this truck. The costumes, the sets, everything they need to put on this performance. So they will be here for a 1-week residency They will hold auditions on a Monday, and then the rest of the week they will do rehearsals with the students. And on Saturday we do two performances, one in the afternoon and one in the evening. And this year we are excited. They are doing Gulliver's Travels.
Ooh, that's cool.
So the fun thing with MCT is that they take a classic fairy tale or story and they just turn it into a zany adventure with lots of music and singing and dancing and community children on the stage. There will be one actor from Missoula Children's Theater, and the rest of the actors will be your children or grandchildren. So it's very fun. The auditions are open to everyone from, I believe, age 6 through high school. So, you know, we're just seeking kids with personality and kids who want to have a good time learning some songs and dancing and being able to perform on the Panada stage, which is a pretty big deal.
Cool. I'm really interested to see how they do pull that one off. That sounds like it's going to be an interesting show to watch, just visually.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That is in April.
That will be in April. I think the end of April.
End of April.
Yep.
And that wraps it up. You guys have been pretty busy though.
Booking all these shows. It's a big job. And we have a committee who, you know, schedules our shows and works with the agents to make sure that the performers have everything they need so that they can come here and do a great show for us.
And if someone's interested in learning more, what do they?
Well, they can always call us or send us an email.
Mm-hmm.
We will be starting to sell tickets on October 1st, and you can buy tickets in advance for any of our shows. We are sending out letters about season tickets right now. So if you're interested in season tickets or in buying individual tickets to our shows, you can give us a call at POAC at 208-263-6139, or you can email us at poactivities@gmail.com. That's poactivities@gmail.com. Either way, you'll get in touch with us and we can help you get hooked up with some tickets to our great events.
Poactivities@gmail.com. I always remember that email address, unlike many of the others that I have to keep track of. It's always admin or executive or someone's first name, but Poactivities, I know for sure. Also coming up this month, circling back around to the very first event we talked about at the end of this month, is I'm going to do it one more time. The name is Partho Sarothi. He's coming with two other musicians, and he will be performing on the Panada stage. Pete Hicks, can you give us one more time the date, the time?
So that's going to take place on September 29th at the Panada Theater, 7 p.m. Tickets are $15, $10 if you're under 18 or a student. And you can get them at Eichhardt's, at Sandpoint Curry in a Hurry every Monday, or Evans Brothers Coffee, or online at panada.org.
And there you have it. I have in the remaining minute, I don't think we even have time to talk about all the things coming up this weekend, but I should mention that there is an Idaho Trails Association trail project going on tomorrow at Boulder Meadow, and you can go to www.idahotrailsassociation.org for more information about that. Otherwise, there's on the 10th, there's a presentation by Brian Baxter for Scotchman Peaks. You can go to scotchmanpeaks.org to find out more about his Wetland Wanderings presentation going on this Saturday. Oh, and on Sunday, the Kiniksu Land Trust is having their trail run, and it is a fun run. That's at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Go to kiniksulandtrust.org for more information about that. There are a million other events going on this weekend, but we just don't have time to talk about it. Tune in next week for the morning show. We're going to have Phil Huff will be on Tuesday, September 13th, with Mike Arrett, who will talk about local trail running and national organization dedicated to trail running. On the 13th, And on Wednesday, Chris Bessler and Susie Prez will be talking with high school students Emma Reed and Grania Boyd about the upcoming Model Student United Nations Conference and their fundraiser to support this program. That's at 8 o'clock next week, and on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And starting September 28th, Election Central is on KRFY. Be sure to tune in for interviews with all of the local candidates running for office in our area. That's it. Hannah, Pete, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And everybody else, stay tuned for Bird Note and Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long here on 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio.